Mildred Bailey, featuring Paul Barron and his orchestra with Teddy Wilson, Charlie Shavers, Red Norvo, Remo Palmieri, and Specs Powell, and Mildred's guests, Ernie Caceres and Paul Whiteman.
If you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you how. Start in living the right way now. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on.
And here's your rocking chair lady, Mildred Bailey.
Hi, everybody. This is Mildred Bailey saying, come right in and settle down around that old rocking chair. Rock easy now, because I got a tune that's a natural for rockin'. It's Someday, Sweetheart. Someday, sweetheart, you may be sorry when you realize what you have done to a true heart that always loved you. The things you did that made us drift apart. You're happy now and can't see how the weary blues will ever come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart. One of the big guns in Paul Barron's band. Our first guest tonight, Ernie Caceres. Some time ago, you heard Ernie up and face the mic with his old baritone sax. But tonight, he's cutting out on the Caceres clarinet to the tune of Cherry.
Thank you.
swell. The latest tabulation of our Triple B survey, the Bailey Baron Ballad Poll, tells us the tune you're pinning the big blue ribbon on this week is I Dream of You. Okay, here's Dreamin' at You. I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel. When I am close to you, the world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. Beaten out the assembly call for our solid sextet. Phil Moore, who's with us tonight, subbing for Teddy Wilson. Charlie Shaver. Remo Palmieri. Billy Taylor. Red Norvo. And Spex Powell. They're all lined up and coming at you with Benny Goodman's 7 Come 11. Thank you. for a song about V-Day, a day worth for singing and talking about, here's Phil Moore's Victory Special, There'll Be a Jubilee. Don't you be weary, don't you be dreary, 'cause that trumpet's gonna sound. Just keep your eyes peeled and keep your lips sealed, 'cause when that good news gets around. Everybody remembers, because nobody will ever forget, The Man I Love. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong. My way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two. The of a man.
Mildred, and tonight we're answering a call from a lot of you people to do a repeat from one of our earlier shows. This is the tune I asked two of our finest arrangers to work on together, and here is the very interesting result of the combined efforts of Phil Moore and Julian Work on Begin the Begin. Thank you.
one of the best friends anybody ever had in the world. You know who I mean? It's the king himself, Mr. Pop Paul Whiteman.
Hello there, Brother Baron.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, boys, and home, Mildred. How in the world are you toots?
Just fine, Paul. You're looking good. That country air out of Pop's rendezvous must agree with you. Gee, it's nice of you to come over tonight.
Well, I love you for asking me. You know, it makes me kind of sentimental. You know, kind of nostalgic stuff, does?
Mm-hmm.
My voice is kind of tight, like I'm halfway to Chokesville. Remember the time you didn't ask me to a party and I had to crash it?
Why, man, how you talk. I was scared to ask you to my party that night. You were way up there in that big old important world. I mean, way up there.
Well, I got kind of curious after Bing Crosby and Harry Burris and your brother Al Winter. You know, the good old living boys, they gave you such a big, big build-up.
You wouldn't believe him, though, huh? That corn-fed gal from Spokane, you say. Nothing doing. You don't know how to sing.
Then I crashed the party you gave for the boys.
And I sang for you?
That was on a Saturday.
And what happened on Monday? You hired me. Tuesday, I went on a big air show, Pop. You sure didn't waste any time.
Honey, after you got through singing Moan and Low on that program, it was a Bales world for me from then on.
Not only a Bales world, you had some big faces with your outfit those days.
I'll say we did. The Dorsey brothers, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Bix Beiderbecke, and about... And you mean...
Bing?
Mm-hmm. Sure, Bing Groomsville. Then there was Johnny Mercer.
Matty Malnick, Henry Bursey, and Jack Teagarden. Pops, you sure could pick them.
We sure had a fine big mess, didn't we?
Remember every time Michael saw me rocking in a rocking chair out at my place and wrote rocking chair for me?
Sure, a good old rocking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me we were introducing hip songs all the time those days. And I don't think anybody who ever heard you will ever forget how you sang the first song Julie Stein ever wrote, Little Joe.
Oh, yes, and Minnie the Meacher. Minnie and me really sang up a storm. Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the best things we ever did together, Pops and Hoagie, Remember Georgia? Georgia, Georgia, a song of you.
That was just about the most requested song we had when we were on the air from Chicago with that good old nutty club.
Hey, listen, at the time.
Yes, sir, that was one of the greatest songs we ever heard. I'll never be the same.
I'll never be the same. There is such an ache in my heart.
Matty Malnick wrote especially for you when we opened in New York at the Biltmore Roof.
Oh, Pops, it's been a great thing singing and playing all those wonderful tunes, hasn't it?
Yes, and that's what's so encouraging about our American music. There seems to be no end of new and beautiful stuff coming out. I think it's swell that you're presenting these new musicians, too, Bales.
Well, I'm just following what I learned from you, Pops. You've helped my brother and me get ahead. You've helped so many people. But a list as long as my arm of boys and girls you picked out who were just nobody. You discovered their talent, and now they're big successes.
Well, I'm a great believer in young musicians, Mildred. I think they're the best in the world.
They are because men like you appreciate and encourage them. You've done a lot of making lists in other countries about our music. You've done a lot for me, falling on my ball tonight, Paul.
Well, you know, I'd do anything for you, huh?
Thanks, Pop. Thanks for coming. You're the sweetest in the world.
Well, I don't believe it. Good night, Chitty. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
fair lady, Mildred Hill.